With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The government shutdown is officially over after a record 43 days.
It's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again.
President Trump signed a government funding bill soon after it passed the House Wednesday night. The shutdown caused financial stress for federal workers who went without paychecks, stranded travelers at airports, and generated long lines at food banks. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats support all those affected.
But we cannot support the Republican effort to gut the health care of the American people.
Democrats were pushing to extend the tax credit that lowers the cost of health care coverage obtained through Affordable Care Act marketplaces.
We are in this fight until we win this fight for all of you. Cancel the cuts, lower the costs, save healthcare.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I said, as soon as the government was open, we would turn our attention to healthcare and all the other issues that are out there.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Driverless cars will soon be hitting the highway. Waymo says its robo-taxis, which are already a common sight on some U.S. city streets, are expanding their routes to freeways and interstates around San Francisco, L.A., and Phoenix. The company says other regions will get highway service soon. A federal appeals court has heard arguments about a spending law that stopped Medicaid reimbursements for Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. The law passed in July, and it targets organizations that provide abortions and receive over $800,000 annually in Medicaid reimbursements. The appeals court in September allowed the law to remain in effect while appeals are ongoing. Stock futures slightly lower this morning after the Dow hit a high yesterday. This is SRN News. One of America's leading pastors is going to the scene of Charlie Kirk's assassination.
On Sunday, Greg Laurie will hold one of his Harvest Crusades at Utah Valley University, where a gunman murdered Kirk in September. Laurie, who leads the giant Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, says local pastors in Utah asked him to stage the event. Laurie tells the Christian Post, quote, "Normally we plan events at least a year in advance, but there is an urgency, and we believe the message of the gospel is the answer." Michael Harrington reporting.
The world's dwindling community of Holocaust survivors is issuing a warning about the current surge in global anti-Semitism. Walter Bingham, who was 14 years old when the Holocaust began, says we all live in an era equivalent to 1938 where synagogues are burned and people in the street are attacked. Assaults on Jews have increased dramatically since Hamas launched its attack on Israel 2 years ago. This is SRN News. The U.S. government is no longer making pennies. Correspondent Rich Thomason reports on the end of the line for the one-cent coin.
President Trump ordered its demise because it costs nearly 4 cents to produce one penny. The Mint has been making pennies in Philadelphia since 1793, the last one being produced this week. There are billions of pennies in circulation. Proponents say that without them, cash payments are rounded to the nearest 5 cents, making it quicker to complete a sale. Rich Thomason reporting.
Major League Baseball's Cy Young Awards, honoring the sport's best pitchers, have been announced. Paul Skeens won the National League Cy Young Award in a unanimous vote, becoming the first pitcher in 40 years to win Rookie of the Year one season and a Cy Young the next. In the American League, the winner was Detroit Tigers ace Tarek Skubal, who captured the award for a second straight year. SRN News.